another drop of water did not come for sure. Then we divided. So that means that each mikveh, each new mikveh has only a lug and a half of shuvi. Why should it be possible? Why should it be possible? So we have to say now, in Taruves, those who learn Taruves know it. Now, there is a machlekes between Rabbi Ephraim and the Ram as to whether we apply the concept of Tichanasas Nevele Gabi Shoiso. Rabbi Ephraim says that we apply that concept of Tichanasas Nevele only with Gabi Bosa B'Cholo. Because Gabi Bosa B'Cholo, so the Cholo B'Atzmi is Eter, the Bosa B'Atzmi is Eter, and when a Kazayis of Cholo falls into a Gdeir of Bosa, to an extent that it gives a Gdeir of Bosa that has, let's say, 40 Gzeisim of Bosa. But if that Kazayis of Cholov gave a Tam of Cholov in the Chatiche of 40 Gzeisim of Boso, so then the whole Chatiche of the 40 Gzeisim of Boso are 41. So because the Chatiche of 40 Gzeisim of Boso absorbed the Kazayis of Cholov, so then the whole Chatiche of 41 Gzeisim becomes an entity of Boso B'Chol. Everything is easy. Everything is easy. Now, let's say, and Rabbi Ephraim said, because the Boso by itself is Eter, and the Cholov by itself is Eter. So, but when they combine one with another to the extent that one gives Tam in the other, so then the whole Heftze becomes an entity of Boso B'Chol. Mashenkin Shoyson, if a Kazayis of Chelev is absorbed out the Bishul by a Chtiche of 40 Gzeisim of Boso, and it gives the time of Chelev, you're not allowed to eat that Boso. But what is Oseh? The Kazayis of Chelev that is absorbed in the Chtiche of Boso. But the 40 Gzeisim of Boso remain here. But you can't eat it because it's evenly distributed. But we only have one Kazayis Isser, not 41 Gzeisim of Isser. This is Isser. Now, the Mechaber Paschos like Rabbi Ephraim. The two, the Mechaber, the Paschos like Rabbi Ephraim. Now, so there is a machlekes between the Rashbo and the two. The Rashbo and the two. In the Mechaber, we have a stira between the Psak of the Mechaber and Sinim Tzadik Beis, and the Psak of the Mechaber and Sinim Kuvot. All right, that's not our way. Now, according to the Shita of Rabbi Ephraim, that by Shor Yisurim we don't say Chtich and Asis Nevele. So that means, if let's say, you were Mevashel, Chilev with Bosa, you are Mevashel, Chilev with Bosa, and let's say, and there was a Chatich of Bosa of 10 Zaysim, and then you put in the Gdeire, a Kazayis of Chilev, and that Bishul gave Vitam Chilev in the Chtiche of Boso of 10 Gzeisim. Then you took out this Chtiche of Boso and you put it in another Gdeire. With other Chtiches. So then you were, and the other Chtiches had 60 measures against the Kazayis of Chelev that is absorbed in this 10 Gzeisim Chtich of Boso. So Memele, everything else that was cooked in the second part is Muta. How about this Chtich of Boso that already in the first day absorbed the Tam of Chelev? So the Torah says, if you are Mivasho, this Chtich of Boso that already absorbed a time of Chile, and there is Shishi neged that Kazayis of Chile that is absorbed in that Chtichot Boso. So Mimele, even that Chtichot Boso becomes good. And the Rashba says no. When you are Mivashel in the second Gdeire, that Chtichot Boso, and there is Shishi neged the kazayis, and according to Rabbi Ephraim, we don't need chishim neged 10 zaysim. We only need chishim neged 1 kazayis, because the other 10 zaysim did not become osel. But, so the rest of the gdeira is muter. But that chaticha of boso that became osel remains osel. Even though the tam, if somebody will taste after this chaticha of boso was cooked in the second part with other chatichas, if he'll taste it, he will not be able to detect any tam of chilev, because the tam of chilev was already squeezed out, which was nischat. So the shita of the Rashba is, even though we don't apply the aloche of tichan asis nevele, but efshal yisechte is osam paisho isu. So we explained it. What does it mean? Because since this chticha of boso, when it was cooked in the first part, so it had a tam of chilev, became osea. So memele, if it acquired the shem isea, it remains osea. Even though it became osea because it absorbed the tam, it acquired the tam of chilev. And now when he cooks this chticha of boso together with other chtichas in the second part, So that kazayis of chilev that was originally absorbed by this chticha of boso is squeezed out and it's evenly distributed in the whole day. So then, when you eat that chticha of boso after it is cooked for a certain time in the second part, you won't be able to detect a tam of chilev, because the chilev has spread out among all the chtichas. So it shouldn't be osel. So the tool says it didn't osel, even the original chtiche. But the Rashba said the original chtiche remains osel, because efshal yisechti is osel. Why? Because since it became osel, it always remains osel as a remnant of Israel. As a remnant of Israel. Even though the tam was squeezed out, efshal yisechti is osel. So then the sheet of the tool is that since we don't say chtiche nasis nevelik amishon soi, so efshal yisechti is also muter, and the sheet of the Rashba is true indeed. We don't apply the concept of tichanas neveli gamishon soim, but the chticha that became osel, even though later on as a result of being cooked with other chatiches, so the tam was squeezed out, efshal yisechti is osel, because it became osel. So the mele, it always remains osel as a remnant of Israel. I don't want to go into it. I mean, because some shame say that even when it's squeezed out, but in mashu remains, so mele, it is also as a remnant of Israel, whatever. But there is a shittes of shame, the Rashba, that even in a case where we don't say chtichanas is nevele, but actually say chtichanas is also. So the according to the Rash, the machlekes between Rabbonon and Rabbi Yeshua consists as to whether we apply legali mikveh when gimul lugim fall into the mikveh, whether we apply. So even the Rabbanon agree that the concept of tichanasis nevele we don't apply, but we the shaila is according to Rabbi Yeshua, so only the gimul lugim avoseh, but when the mikveh is divided, even though it was Nikhwalim Shemsul, what does it mean Nikhwalim Shemsul? The Mishnah uses the lashon. The Rabbonon say, "Avo mikveh sheim yaboim so v'nof b'shleishenu ki v'nechlak l'shnayim posul mipnei shenikhol of Shemsul." So that was the reason, the mokia for the Rash slomnis. Why did the Mishnah have to say mipnei shenikhol? The Mishnah should say mipnei sheim shulim, not nikhwalim Shemsul. If we are to apply, according to the Ramban and the Ran, that we apply the svore of Tichanasis Nevele, so the moment Gimul Lugim dropped into the mikveh, so then every drop became Tichanasis Nevele, every drop became Shol. So we have we have much more than Gimul Lugim Shuvim. We have, it was divided into two, and originally it had 39 so. Now it was divided into two, but every drop became showed. So each new mikveh has 14 and a half so Shuvim. So why do the Rabbanon of Rabbi Yeshua emphasize the fact Shenikol of Shemso? The answer is, so because of this, the Rash came to the conclusion that even according to Rabbanon of Rabbi Yeshua, we don't apply the concept of Tichanas Neveilim. And what is shown, only the Gimologim show. The rest is not shown. But the halacha is that the mikveh that has Gimologim is possible. So the Mele it acquired the Shem Psul. So the Rabbanon apply a counterpart concept of Efshal Isechte. In other words, since what's the Svore of Efshal Isechte? Even though Chticha is Einas in the Mele, but since this Chaticha became Oser, it acquired the Shem Iser, so it remains Oser as a remnant of Iser. So since here it became possible as a result of the Gimologim, so even after it is divided and it doesn't have Gimologim, it only has a look and a half show of, but since it acquired Hashem Psul, so Efshal Isechte is Oser, so it remains Oser. That's only Shayach in that mikveh itself. But if a portion of water drips down from the upper level mikveh and goes down to lower mikveh, so then, and together it's memso, so maybe they are able to be mashal, the memso in the lower level mikveh. This is the svore of the Rash. All right, now, let's see the Rash explanation he said. Again, from the beginning. Time he said, Shtei brechei shal mem memso zu al gabzu, v'nofu gimulugim mayim l'alieno, v'niftiku bol l'tachteno k'sher, sh'alieim ha'shomu memso ad shal yodu gimulugim. שני מקווי של חוף חופסו זו מצד זו, ונופל גומל לוגל לשיחך מהם, ונפתקו בו לחבר הקושי. Now, the next case. שני מקווי של חוף חופסו, זו מצד זו, not one upper level, one lower level, but adjacent to each other. ונופל גומל לוגל לשיחך מהם. So in other words, so here is מקווי 1, and then מקווי 2. This is חופסו, and this is Chofso. Then, Noflo Gimelugim is a Chachamen. And then, V'niftiku Ubo Lechavere. So it's kosher. Why? Because that, the Rash says, goes according to Rabbi Yeshua. It goes according to Rabbi Yeshua that even though it's Nikol Hashem Zul, so it's all right, but since it's divided, so it's all right. Rabbi Yeh in here, in Niklo Mechitz Apostle, אבל ראי אני אסדיר לרבי ישוע במקווה שיש במומסו ונופל גימולוגים וכל כול שניים שזה כושר אקוסו פירש שתי ברכי של ממסו היינו עם השלש הסלוגים שנופל דמקווה שולים עם מים שולים פייסל נעשה ואפילו ריבל עם מים שולים כי דמוכה במחילתי בידוך תטובה מסדית נברייסל כל אחד ואחד חסיר השלש הסלוגים והבוי נקטונה היינו עם השלש הסלוגים שנופל ונפתיקו מלושן פייסקים למקווה די ספר קאמל די מורע שאני מיי שולמו קלמע שנאפ פשט איז לוקן אלי אין יאר יאר דאכטיינו פלע אמען דא היי מיי סיגמו לוקן נאצ מאשו די מיינו נו די יאר דאכטיינו די יפש שול מי סאב מיאט בי מיאט רחלינו ווי נימט צו שיי שלימו אבער אין צו שלאכט דאכטיינו קיימ שי יודלו קולאש פון שיס לוקן גיל קאשני אמי פויס קשיר א דאכטיינו קשיר קיל פאש שינה ווי אליינו משום דחברס לדאכטיינו because of Gudas. Ochid Rameya, Doma Besifra Kishen Yergige, Madvinin Bin Belgeno, Bin Tarteno. Iname, he says, he doesn't have to accord after with Rameya. Afilu, Kirabude, Uchigendu Igvin Kulahai, Dilacha Shem Misalvin, Nasit Hakleshbeya. In other words, what's that Cheshbeya? In other words, even according to Rabiude, it doesn't mean according to Rabiude. It could be even according to Rabbanon, because the whole machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yude is as to whether we say gudasik or not. So Rabbi Yude says we say gudachis, but we don't say gudasik. So, but Rabbi Yude doesn't say gudasik, and still, if it's loy gvin kol hai, if there isn't such a big slant, you know, it's a gradual elevation, not such a big slant, so then it's all right, then it's not considered katapres. So memele, so according to Rabbanon also, because The Rabbanon only differ from Rabbi Yehuda in that Rabbi Yehuda applies the din of Gudachis. Rabbanon don't even apply the din of Gudachis. But as far as Gudachis is concerned, so Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon are the same, have the same view. We don't apply Gudachis. Still, if the slant is not very big, it's a very slight slant, so then we don't have to resort to Gudachis. So Mele, we don't have to resort to Gudachis either, you see. So what's the pshat? The pshat here is, in other words, and that is the same lomdis upon which the Rambam's pshat in Peikike, in Elimkin Pokat, is based. In other words, what does the Rambam say? That according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, we don't say Gudachis, but if he shuts off the upper level mikveh, and there is no way of entering the upper level mikveh except through the lower level mikveh, then it becomes one mikveh. But we don't say Gudachis. The answer is, when is there a shaila, whether we say Gudachis, we don't say Gudachis, if bimtzias they're not communal. If bimtzias they're not communal. But al bidin it should be considered mure. Why? Because there is aloche. Eruv mikvois kishishveres haneit. So in other words, if you have two mikvois, and you have a case of it, so it's two separate mikvois, but you have a nekev, kishveres haneit. So b'mtzias, it's not commingled. They are kept separate and intact. But there is aloche of eruv mikvois kishveres haneit. So constructively, they are mure. But actually, they are not mure. So then, since actually they are not mure, but legally al kedim they are considered mure by applying the aloche of eruv mikvois kishveres haneit. So then we have aloches. We only say that constructively it's considered mure if it's an even level. But if it's upper level and lower level, we don't say that al kedim is considered mure. But if it is mamish mure, so even though there is a slight slant, you know, it's not all the time do you have, is the ground even leveled, not perfectly even leveled? There is always a slant in the karge. So does that mean that if there is a certain slight elevation in the karge and of the mikveh, suppose the karge is not mamishim? It's not mamashi level. It's like this. Sometimes you find even apartments that there is a slight slant. So does that mean that if the karke, the ground of the mikveh, is not perfectly even leveled, so memele, the water on this part, the side of the mikveh, are not considered mechuber to the water on this side of the mikveh. So memele, if on this side of the mikveh there is not memso, So then the tefillah will not be hile. No one says that. The answer is, when we say that there is no chibur and there is no yiruv between the upper level and the lower level, that is, if b'mtzias they're not commingled. But al pidin, they are considered commingled because of the aloche of eruv mikvois kishveres haneit. So you only say that if it's an even level. So in other words, if you have a mikveh here, and you have a mikveh here, and you have a kesel, so if it's even leveled, and in the case of you have a nekev shveres haneit, then they are considered mureh. But if it's not even leveled, one is higher and one is lower, even though you have a nekev in the kesel, it's not considered mureh. But if you see it's there mureh, one lump of water, so then, even though they're not mamish even level, this is what Rash says. Iname, afilu kirev yudeh, uchein gendeloi kviyekulah. Because you see, if there is a very substantial slant elevation, so then they couldn't be mamish mure. It's impossible. You could have drops of water continually between the upper level mikveh and the lower mikveh. That's all, but not mamish mure, like one lump of water. But if it's loy vehicle high, even though it's not as big a mamish. Because if it's mamish, then it's a shbeirem. We are going to measure that with exactness, with mathematical exactness, so the ground of the mikveh is even level mamish. No one does that. I suppose that most mikvehs, so the ground is not perfectly even leveled. At certain points, it's a very slight elevation in the mikvehs. But no one will pass it in his mikvehs because they are mamish commitment. All right. Oh, now he's explaining. So he says, "V'niftiku ubo lechaver kosher atir Rebbe Shua." Now the second case, where you have two mikvois of chopso each, So when you have it, adjacent to each other, so ubo v'niftiku ubo lechaver is kosher atir Rebbe Shua demaslis. Im nitlam chitzo case la mashu mishneim posu. The Rabbi Yisrael Taimi, the common mass listening to Shnit Cholef Shem Sul, Abu Mikve Shei Yish Bimem So, Vino Tlo Shlishis Gimulugim, Vinechlak, Hoil, Vilo Nit Cholef Shem Sul, Kosha Kolecho, Lehakvi Solo, Behechsha, Ulehashli Lemem So, Kolecho Nechot. All right, now that will be enough for today. Now, you should go over in the Bala Nefesh. I mean, you can't learn the voice without the Bala Nefesh in private. So, the Bala Nefesh, he explains, you know, we didn't discuss that yet, because there is a stira between the Mishnah Aleph and Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Aleph mentions a method of being mafkia within shol by drawing out milui veit, but Mishnah Gimel mentions another method. Mishnah Gimel mentions another method. Now, I just want to mention, I'm not going over Mishnah Gimel, just to make it easier. So, there, what's the pshat? So, in the Bala Nefesh of the Raibe, there are two Nisroes. I really don't know, I mean, the pshat in the two Nisroes in Bala Nefesh. I mean, it's not only in regard to this, whether it's two Nisroes which was two Madures by the Rabbi himself, or it's two separate texts. It seems that it's not two separate texts. In other words, that one Nisroes was written by both were written by the Rabbi himself, but one was one version and then he put in parentheses another version. So there are two Nisroes. The Rabbi himself asks the Kashi, how is it that Mishnah Aleph, Mishnah mentions the method of Achietzman Meluyevei. What does Meluyevei mean? You have to draw out as much water as was there when the Gimelugim dropped into it. So, as the Rav Matanor explains it, if you had 20 saw of Mishom in the Mikveh, then you dropped Gimelugim, so you have to draw out, and then Mishom in 10 more Memso, 10 saw more dropped in. So you have to draw out, in order to be machshir mikveh, you have to draw out 20 soplos. Not 30 soplos, but 20 soplos. So this is milui veit. In Mishnah Gimel, the Mishnah says, v'yoshu molim ha'im shuvim v'amo nechneses lei v'yeitzis menu. So in other words, water from the lake, let's say, goes over it and washes out the water, and there is an overflow of water. So when will the beya, the mikveh in the beya, become kosher? Achi is chayiv shalim nishtayav min avishenim gimelu. So one uschei of the Raibed is that it's mamish the same as miluy veit. And this is what it means. Achi is chayiv shalim nishtayav min avishenim gimelu. It's mamish the same. Why is it that in Mishnah Aleph the Tanna uses the expression Meluye Vein, and here he uses the expression Yishashi to tell us that is the same thing. That's what the Rashba says in one Nusach. Then the other Nusach, And that's problem the shita of most shita, that it's two separate shiur. You see, Mishnah Aleph is reference to the case where there was just gimulugin, mayim shurim kalim. Doesn't mean dafke gimulugin, it can be ten lugin, it can be ten so. In other words, a mute. When a mute of shurim kalim. And Mishnah Gimul discusses the case when all the water was shurim, or rov was shurim. If rov was shurim, so it's considered, it is just as if all the water was shurim. So if, because there is a difference between the psul of shov when gimulugim is only shov, or miute is shov, and the psul of shov when kulei or rube is shov. So if the mikveh has miute shov, gimulugim shov, or you test sosho shov, miute shov, so then you can be mashered by drawing out the original quantity of water that was there at the time the gimulugim fell. But if it was kulei shov, so then we have to apply the shiur achi ischashi. So what does it mean achi ischashi? So the raimet in the second nusre, the first nusre, so it's mamish the same as milui veid, but they call it the second nusre, that it's a different shiur than milui veid, so he has two mishenis. What does achi ischashi mean? One notion of achi ischashi means is that it means on a pro rata basis. Let's say, suppose the bear should mow a maim shul, 40 so maim shul in the bear head. And then there is an ammo, and water from the ammo, you divert the water from the ammo that it should overflow. It should flow over the water in the bear. And suppose there is in the water in the ammo that is overflowing, that flows over the water in the bay, it has 120. The water in the bay is mems. The water in the ammo is 120. Now you divert the water of the ammo that it should flow over the mems, and then it goes outside. So, in other words, all the water of the ammo flows over. The 120 so of the ammo flows over the mem so of the bay. And now it comes outside. It comes outside. So, in other words, how much? So that means, and suppose we see outside the bay. We see outside the bay, we find 160 so. As a result of the 120 so of the mayim in the bay, mayim sheim shuv in that side, mayim sheim shuv in the ammo. So, flowing over the mem so of the bay, so outside is Yetze 160 ton. 160 ton. So we apply it, we figure it out on a pro rata basis. In other words, this has 120 ton. The water in the bay has 40 ton. Now together it's 160. Outside we already have washed away. Outside the bay, we have washed away 160 so. So on a pro rata basis, so that means the water in the bay here is 120, and the water in the ammo is 120, and the water in the bay here is 40, so altogether it's 160. So in other words, the water of the ammo is 3/4. And the water in the bay is 1/4. Now, we find outside the bay 160 so. So we find 80 so, not 160 so. I mean, 80 so outside we find washed away And so on a pro rata basis, we figure, we attribute 3/4 of the 80 saw that was washed away. So 3/4 of the 80 saw that washed away is attributed to the Mei Ramo. That means 60 of the 80 saw that is washed away in the chutz, emanates from the Mei Ramo, and 20 saw, 1/4, emanates from the Bay. So that means how much was taken away, was drawn out of the Mayim Shuvim in the Bay. Originally Tet, 40 saw Mayim Shuvim. Now that when the 120 saw of the Amo, with the 120 saw of the Amo flowed over the 40 saw, the 40 saw of the Bayer, and 80 saw was washed away outside of the Amo and the Bayer. So 3/4 of the 80 saw, 60, is attributed to the Mei Amo, and 20 of the 80 is attributed to the Bayer. So that means how much Shuvim is left in the Bayer? Only 20. That's one Roshi in the second Nusrei of the Raivet, on a pro rata basis. And then the second Roshi in the second Nusrei is that we figure it out on a 50-50 basis. Why 50-50 basis? So, Bishleimi, if we say that as a result, the pro rata basis we can understand. In other words, if we apply the concept of Yesh Bilei, so when the water from the Amo flows over the water in the bay, this doesn't happen. Sometimes maybe it happens, but it doesn't happen so quickly. In the long run, maybe there could be even redistribution of the water. But it doesn't happen in one moment without stirring, as I said, when we started to learn Mikvoyes. But sometimes, let's say, if Bilei happens, if there is an even redistribution, so then that's the basis of the pro rata calculation. But what's the cheshbon of a 50-50 basis? Why? When 120 saw of the Mei Amo flows over the 40 saw of the Mei Beir, so and it washes away water, and 40 saw is washed out, 80 saw is washed out, so does it mean that 50% of the 80 saw must have come from the Miyamo, and 50% of the washed away water must come from the Bayer? Why? So that was it, Akon. Since that was the takoni. In other words, we have to figure it on a 50-50 basis. So, this is the right. I'm just mentioning it, you shouldn't have any difficulties in understanding the right. Just the Peir Shamiris. Oh, Peir Shlishi, Nishar Amai, or the Bala Nefesh. Peir Shemechotze, Vinofu Vesech and Yimulugi, Leo Rupisule, Achieitzim and Mulu Yerei. Perush, Meloishi Amayim Shoyu, Bebeya, Kedim Shinofu Shom Gimulugi, Hashu, Veda Ramoy, Kinshi Smato Agimulugi Koshi. Alright. Beafa Gav Shamayim Atsofi Vietzim Nabeya, Murobi Mei Vietzim, Uchieitu Memso, Yejbe Memso Minovishenim, Shenipsalu, Viejbe Minakshenim, Hayerim Seim, Avrohe Kishieitu Mishom Memso Veit Koshi. Hoy Vilodifsu El Machas Gimulugi. Hoy Vilodifsu. But now, at time, Beyer Shul Moli Mayim Shuvim, via Amo, Nichris Vietis in the Leo Mipusul, Achim Schashi, Shal Nishtaya Mavishin Gimuru, Nira Kaamo Azum with Shomit, Abu Moisom Shakas Namayim in Tzor Lechashi, Zua Piskom Lameris Alamishin, that's Nuskar. In other words, there is no steering between Mishnah and Kishnagimu. It's the same thing. So, one explains the other. The reason is why the Tanna formulated in two separate Lashonos, because if he had formulated in one Lashon, and in Mishnah Gimel he also used the Lashon Milui Ve'eid, so then I would say that what it means is he has to be sure that the original 20 saw water that was there when the Gimel Lugin dropped were drawn out. How can you be sure? You don't know. You can be sure that you drew out 20 so plus. But how do you know that this 20 so plus represents the dafke, those drops that were there and the Gimel Lugin fell in? Maybe 10 saw of this 20 saw represent the 10 saw that dropped in after the Gimel Lugin fell. So that's why he formulates it in two Lishenes, and to tell us that we don't have to make sure that this is mamish, the 20 saw that were there. Assuming that it's not the same 20 saw, as long as there was 20 saw at the time the Gimel Lugin puzzled, so then the way to kasher it is by drawing out the same quantity of water, even though it might happen that when you do draw out 20 saw plus, you're not drawing out the 20 saw that was there when the Gimel Lugin dropped, but you draw out the water that came in after the Gimel Lugin dropped. So, but it doesn't matter. That's the way that was at Takanas Chacham. All right. So anyway, the first nusach is that Milui Ve'eid and Achim Yischashev is Hainach. So Achim Yischashev means Milui Ve'eid. Then Nusach Eretz. Now, Be'er Shul Moli Mayim Shul. Va'amo Nechneses. Shul Nishtayim Namishim Shul Shulun. Nira Ke'amo Azeis Nikshomim. Abo Limoi Mlamayim Yitzot Vechashev. ומלכתון עד שנשחשב ומלכתון עד שנעיץ ומלאיר, תלכתון הליל, משמע שהמים הצופים בייץ משום, לא ילך שם וסמפו מנו רשיינו, כמו שחשבנו בפיסקי הרשיינו. So now, this is, here he says, in the Nusra Shlio, he says just the opposite of what he says in Nusra Rishenu. Because in Nusra Rishenu he says, עד שנשחשב ומלאי ואית אז היינו אף. So in other words, we can always be מחשיר, שובים, by drawing out the quantity of water that was there original when it became shown. So if at the time the Gimel Lugin fall in, there was 20 saw, so you have to draw out 20 saw plus. But suppose all the mem saw were shown, so then you have to draw out 40 saw. Even though first you dumped 40 saw, shuvim, into the mikveh, then some rain dropped, some rainwater dropped, and another 30 saw, another 100 saw of rainwater came in. So according to the first nusche of the Raimed, the way to be marshal, this mikveh that had originally 40 saw shuvim, and then an additional 100 saw of mitshomim came in, is just by drawing out indiscriminately, without any chashbeinus, just drawing out 40 saw. That's all. That's the first nusche. According to the second nusche, so here's the kashe, how is it that Mishnah Aleph, we are machshir the mikveh by drawing out the original quantity of water that was contained in the mikveh at the time the Gimel Lugin fell in, and here we require that he should draw out as much water, achi yischashev, whatever achi yischashev means. So, umikton ha shiyishashu vikton ha shiyitzu melayim kton aliyil, mashma shamayim ha-tzofim yitzim shom, lo inech shafo yisam, kilu mino rishenim, kmo yishu chashavnu bipiske rishenim. Elo lifichesh min ha-mayim, shohoyu bibeir, va-mayim ha-yirdi b'seichayim yitzim. So, ani kvom at the basis. Iname, mechza al mechza, ani 50-50 basis. Mipne shamayim ha-yirdi b'beir, ba-achreinim kreivim motzis, yisam lo rishenim shohoyim. All right. So these are the two Nusrois. Now here the Raivet discusses something that I just want to point out here, in order you should be able to understand it. Now, Perek Zayin of Mikvoyes. Perek Zayin of Mikvoyes. Design of Mikvois, Mishne Beis, at the end of Mishne Beis. So the Mishne says, No san so vi not also harize kosher. Hoi vi aboim so. No san so vi not also harize kosher. Now, so Rashi in Teisves, in Yivomes Taf Piveis, so they all say, most Lashem, the Rosh, the two, most Lashem, except for the Rambam and Raya. So they all say, that this Mishnah, Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis, Hoyu Be Avoyim So, No San So, Vinot So, Harei Ze Kosher, and the Gemara in Yevomes Daf Pivei says, Lo Yishonu El Ad Rubei, Avon Rubei Lo. In other words, so has reference to Mei Peres. Now, Mei Peres does not pass. Gimel Lugin Mayim Shuvim passes. But suppose you drop, you dump, Gimel Lugin orange juice or cider, so it doesn't pass. That's the halacha. Only Gimulugi Mayim Shuvim passes the Mishnah. But, so the Mishnah tells us, according to Rashi, according to Teisves, according to the Rosh, according to the Tur, according to the Rashbo, according to the Rambam, most of the Shem, that Hoy Be Aboim Sov, it had Aboim Sov, then it dumped in a Sov Mipiris. So altogether, it's 41 Sov. 40 Sov Mayim, Shem Shuvim, and one saw Mipiris, and Mipiris doesn't pass. Then, after he dumped in a saw of Mipiris, so he took out his saw. Then, again, he dumped in a saw of Mipiris. And then, again, he took out his saw. So every time he takes out his saw, there is 40 saw left. Even though, by the time he takes it out, so the 40 saw is not constituted. Is not constituted exclusively of Mayim, but it doesn't matter. Because since originally it had 40 so Mayim, then he dumped one saw of orange juice, and then he took out one saw. And when he took out the one saw, so it was a mixture of Mayim and Meperes. So even though he does it a number of times, it's still kosher. Even though, after doing it a number of times, so you don't have 40 saw mayim. But as long as it already had the outset, 40 saw mayim, so mele, even the mesor that the saw of mepeiris that was dumped into it becomes bottle. And it also is considered like mayim. So Rabbi Yechon says, Yivomes Achveveis, lo yishonu ela ad rubei. Av rubei, so it's not kosher. In other words, if he took out his saw, He put in his saw, and he put in his saw of Peres, and then after it had 40 saw of Mayim, he put in his saw of Peres, then he took out his saw, then he put in his saw of Peres, and he took out his saw, then again he took out a saw of Peres, then again he put in his saw of Peres, and he took out his saw, and again he put in a saw of Peres, and he took out his saw. And so if he did it 21 times, so then it turns out that the rov in the mikveh is not even mayim, but of meperes, so then it's possible. This is how the Rashi, Teisves, the Rosh, the Tur, the Rambam, the Rashbo, the Ritva, the Ram, they all explain this gemara. The Rambam and the Raivet, they explain this Mishnah different. They don't apply it to Meperes, but to Mayim Shuvim. So the other Rishayim, Achili can the Rambam and write it. Because in case of Maim Shulim, so he can take out Nosel Sog and Notel Soy 1,000 times. It wouldn't pass. Because the halacha is that once a mikveh has Mem Soh, so then, even if you don't pay 1,000 Soh of Shulim, so through Ashokim, everything becomes an Ishoh. So it really doesn't matter. It can be Nosel Sog and Notel Soy 1,000 times. That's what the other Jews say. But the Rambam and the Raivet apply this Mishneh to Maim Shulim. So if the Mikveh had a Boim Soim Shulim, then he dumped in a Yisoh of Shulim, so he didn't become possible. Then he took out this one. Then he dumped in again a Yisoh of Shulim. And then he took out this one. And then again he dumped in. So every time when he takes out, so 40 is left, you see. So sometimes he has 41, and sometimes he has 40. So how is the question? So Rabbi Yechon says, Lo yishon lad rubei. That beveis, Ivanis. Lo yishon lad rubei. But if rubei, so it's possible. So that means that according to the Rambam and the Raivet, so that's the Chumre, that's why if we want the mikveh to conform to the Shittas Raivet, so we cannot have Israel mikveh, but we have to have Yashok mikveh. Because if it's Israel mikveh, so according to the Raivet, it would be possible. Even though, I mean, all the poskim say that even according to the Raivet, it would only be possible with Rabbonim. But there are some Rabbonim, especially, I mean, Yerim Rabbonim, who are machna. The Chazlish was very angry at all those Rabbonim who passed the mikveh that on the basis of the Raivet cheating. But Yerim Rabbonim are machna, and they passed a Israel mikveh because of the Shittas Raivet. So in other words, that means that if Maim Shulim, let's say, if you have a mikveh of Memsor, and then you dump in a Sof Shulim, and then you take out the Sof, then again you dump in a Sof Shulim, and you take out the Sof, and again you dump in a Sof Shulim, and you take out the Sof, and then again you dump in, and you do it over 20 times, so then it turns out, after doing it over 20 times, it turns out that at the end, so the water that most of the Mem saw consists of Shulim, of the original Shulim. So maybe it's possible. So this is how the Rambam explains it, and this is also how the Raya explains it. Now, so all the Rishayim raise the question, raise the question against the Rambam. How can the Rambam say that if you had a mikveh of Memsor, and then after dumping a number of times, more than 20 times, a Yisoh of Shulim, some men become possible?
Thank you. He doesn't say a revelation of the results of the mission in his life. What do you say? But you say, to believe that I hear myself, that all who don't believe the Son in the mystery, that the mystery has been healed by God. So the God of God is talking about the mission. This is how they are not in their life. It's very common. So when you say, we are satisfying, Thank you. Wonder the message may be initially applied to a case where it was the police job, where it was just immunity job or music job. So then you can be masculine by your power to be related. But he was police job. Or when he chose, then you cannot be masculine by drawing out the military. But then you have to draw out so much as you have to retire. So what do you mean as you have to retire? There are two things. One must be used in the behavior that you draw recognition, that you can draw recognition, and the other must be the principle. So then it must be our like the second one. Like the second one. And the value from the world is the best. Because the value is not that if you go out, that if you don't do so much value, that in the end it turns out that most of the young thoughts have been constituted by the original mind children then become first. So why do you need to be involved with the first day? For the very now for your soul is woman now is happening to alien. So he needs this thing, the Maori Tate. He needs the thing of Maori Tate only to a case that he can only be Maori Tate quality. So then, there will not be wrong of the man's soul, of the original soul. But only half will be of the original soul. Why? Because we assume that when the water flows over other water, so then there is a redistribution, a even redistribution of the water on a 50-50 basis. That's how it is. All right. That will be enough. There are a mixed number one, that progress in human movement is not only it cannot travel, but it can even be mastered. And the second thing is that even according to our Rabbanan tradition, we don't apply the concept of Tikhanas in the daily, but we apply the counterpart concept of Epsilon Zephyr. But it's not that. Not that every drop when you look in hold in the Easter. So according to the Ramban, every drop that was that the year before was in so becomes so. That's the counterpart of Tichanas Zereya. According to the Rash, no. The year before in so remain in so. And the Midway is possible because it can still move in so. Just as a culture of the tribe is heter absorbed Easter to the extent that it is become Easter and the heter, so the heter is also, but not that the particles of the heter become Easter. It's also because of the Easter is contained. So here too, but Epsilon Sechti is also the culture I spoke. Even a culture of the tribe. So that was why, because since it became ourselves, it remains ourselves. Even after you squeeze out that kabbalis of Isser, and it becomes evenly distributed in the rest of the day and in other days. So the original Chaticha that became ourselves remains ourselves. So here too, and that's the judge in Mikro Aleim Sheikhto. That the Rash got this from the expression Shem Mikro Aleim Sheikhto. So in other words, that means, because it became Osir, it remains Osir. Even if you are Seichete, even if you are Seichete, and the Rabbeya too, so many of the things say that when we say that Epsilon Seichete is Osir, only if the Masur remains, even though the Masur is incapable of being retired, so then it's Osir as a remnant of Isa. But if suppose even if Masu would be delayed, then we wouldn't say that for a Sikhosa, because then it's a new entity. So here too, as long as one drop of the little Zulu Rupee remains. So it's not a new entity. So we say Nicholas Simsu, since he became Osa through the Tahumest of Zulu Rupee Zulu, so it remains Osa even after you squeezed out the bulk of the Zulu Rupee. As long as one drop of the Zulu Rupee is still remains. Now, let's turn to the precept and see the Gios Sago. Yes, what is it? What?
Why can't we explain the last of the Quran from Ba so that the chapter don't point to Rabbi Yeshua, just like the Quran?
No, the Rash doesn't say that because Rabbi Yeshua, the same thing he says goes on with Rabbi Yeshua. But the Reishe doesn't go on with Rabbi Yeshua. No, but he doesn't say that. He says only the same thing goes out with Rabbi Yeshua. But the Reishe goes out with Rabbona of Rabbi Yeshua. No, the same thing. So, Shnei Mikvoyim Shal Chok Chok So Zubi Tzadzu Yilofuku Mamitu Yisechachon Lehem V'nivtiku Ubo Lechavei Reizkosha. So he says, we need to go for a Haber Kosher. Can I be sure the Masnisi? Because according to Rabbonon, so we may lay in Snickle of Shem Psu, so it should remain also.
Just like in the Malaysia, when the Lord drew it out in the first one, the second one,
No, why? But the first mikveh became kosher already. How did it become kosher? The answer is because the gimulugim was divided into two mikvehs. That's all. Alu Rabbi Yeshua, not Alu Rabbanon.
No.
Shtei mikvehs are kosher. Zubi tzadzu and jason to each other. We know from gimulugim is a chachon leh. We need to go to the chaver. He's kosher. So the mitzvah that they became possible, here was this mitzvah became possible, and then it's nifty gulgol chaveirei. So that means right now there is less than the malugim in this mitzvah. But so all alivir Rabbi Yeshua it's kosher, alivir Rabbonon nikal Hashem zu, so it remains possible, even though now it has less than the malugim. Now let's see the Gios Sago. Now it's Halacha Dalet. The Gimel of Mikvoi, Kisef the Mikvoi, is Halacha Dalet. Now, Shtei Breiches, Shel Mem Mem So, Zu Al Gav Zu. Now, Yudveis. So, the Gios say, the Girsay in our text, and that's the Girsay of the Rash, is Shtei Breche Shel Mem Mem So. Dago is a gro Yudveis, so it changes the Girsay. Esrim Esrim So. Shtei Breche is Shel Esrim Esrim So. Zu al Gav Zu. Now, Yud Gimel. Ubrecho Shel Gimel Lugin Bitzad El Yeyo. Vinigdiku Shneyel. So we have Shtei Breches, two pools of Chofso in each one, and then there is a Brecho Gimulugin near the upper level mikveh of Chofso. So there is a Brecho Gimulugin adjacent to the upper level. So he said, V'nivziku bo v'tachteinu k'sher, sh'aniei meya, sh'omu mem zdo ad shelo yodu shleish eslut. So why did he change the girse? Because the gross shikin is that we do apply the concept of tichanasis nevei. Now, sh'nei mikvois, של חוף
חוף סוף
יודאלה זה בצד זה זה בצד זה ונוף בושבי שסלוקים
בשיחי אחד מהם
וניפסיקו ובואו לחברי איס קושר All right, that's it.
As far as that is
concerned, so it's only by the Rabbi Yeshua. But the Goyim changed the Gilse because according to the Rash Gilse, so we have to say that there is no halacha of Tichanas Nevela in Gabi Yimur. All right. Now, let's...
Now the Rash.
On the second mission. So, Ketzad,
Habir Shebechotza
v'nofu v'nilo yidim uluvim, le'il amu v'pisulei atiyitim eno miluye ve'im. Oy, atiyamit v'chotza mem tzo v'yitaru elgein min atachtei. Yitaru elgein min atachtei.
Shiyamit v'chotza raboi tzo
mikve kosher limato, min aposto. You see, the Rambam explains it. He says that
Rambam says
that Yamid Bechotzer Aboim so, so it means he sets up the kosher mikveh on top.
But the Rash explains it
that he sets up a kosher mishnah
lemato.
In other words, so we have to resort to Gudasa. Mikveh kosher lemato
min apostle.
Upeiskele kosher.
Kedishi yishabru in Tairo el in apostle matach na kosher.
Kedan mega bisim perkelim yodige. Diesle gudas, vi kolshki na kosher le mayo.
Rebbezem lazarye peisei,
vi lesle gudas. Vi efshe, da afilu gudachi stama lesle. Ki rabono, da amoy bedisefte, im adbilen loy bitachteino, vi loy belieno. Elo, ilkin, so then, elo ilkin posak, ki is geiris, not pokak, but posak. What does it mean, posak? She posku meimov, V'yotzu mimenu miluyi ve'im. V'tzorachim. He doesn't say, what tzorachim? He
doesn't say, what is the tzorachim?
So it seems that what the Rash considered
as tzorachim
is the fact that here the Mishnah says that the way to be machshir, a mikveh that is shown is by drawing out miluyi plus. Whereas the next Mishnah, Ati Yisrache, Shom Yishtayam No Rishen Yim Dimurut.
So that's the Kasha that the Raibet
writes. And in the Raibet, the Atun Yisroes.
So according to one Nusre,
the Raibet, so it's Mami the same thing,
that Ati Yisrache, Shaloi Yishtayam No Rishen Yim Dimurut, means Miluye Veit. Miluye Veit.
Nah, but, and according to the second Nusche,
this is something else. In other words,
Miluye Veit applies to a case where there is
Gimulukim Shov, that's all.
Or Mil, I mean, it can be more than Gimulukim.
But as long as it's not Rob, and when do we,
so then we can be Machshir Mikveh by drawing out Miluye Veit.
But if it's Gurim Shov, like Mishnah Gimel,
Beyoshu Moli Mayim Shuvi.
So then, if it's fully shown, so then, by drawing out Miluye Veit, so it doesn't become kosher.
But we have to draw out so much that we'll be able to say, on the basis of a pro rata calculation,
there's the first lotion in the second Nusrada,
or on the basis of a 50-50 calculation, that all the heretofore shuvim was lanach. But if, so when do we have to resort to a pro rata, to a drawing out on a pro rata basis or a 50-50 basis, that is if it is fully shov or rubi shov, so it's the same as fully shov. But if it's yudi shov,
so then we just have to draw out
miluye veit.
Now, but one thing is clear, that not only in the case where it's Miluye Shov,
even in the case of Mishnah Gimel,
where all the Mem Tzor is Shov. So one thing is clear, that we do not say that we have to draw out all the water that runs through it. Even though we do not, in other words, that what becomes show, even if we say Yichtichanas is Nevele, you see, even if we say Yichtichanas is Nevele, so what is considered a show? Only that water that was there at the time of the Nefile of the Nimalut. But in the case of Mishnah Aleph, so the Rab says, "Achilitzim lemulim, namayim shoyim beitzchilo kishinofu begimul lugi mayim shuvim, veid mati esia kilechasa begimul lugi, kilmikve shoyim bechopso mayim sherim, vinofu esia begimul lugi mayim shuvim, vinismale achakim mikshomim." So let's say, even though it's the smaller achakim mikshomim, another 20 so mikshomim. So loyim pisuli achilitzim menu chopso shoyim shom tchilo by drawing out 20 plus. But why should it be enough to draw out 20 plus? After all, first there was Chofso Mitzvah, Mayim Shevishim. Then he dumped in Gimelugi. So all the 20 saw plus the Gimelugi became Shom. Then it started to rain, and another 20 saw, and another 20 saw. So came in. By the way, so let us require a drawing out of 40 surplus, not 20 surplus. So we see from this that even if we say Chdichanas is Nevele, so it doesn't mean that all the mining that is Miure with the Gimelugim Shuvim become Shom. No, only those mining that were in the Mikveh at the time of the Nefilim. But the 20 saw that rains in after the Gimelugim was dumped into it doesn't become Shom. Now, what does that mean? That in order that the psul of Gimelugim is based upon Nefilim, but this is not so. But the psul of Gimelugim is not necessarily based upon Nefilim. We see from Mishneh per beis Mishneh mikveh sheyesh b'shalosh gumim shomayim shuvim. If you do ask enough, you say, "Avoy so mayim shevim." Actually, the aligum ashlish is kosher. We love possible. So, if it's not your dua, it's not established that there was 40 so in the mikveh before the gum ashlish is the water of the gum ashlish became commingled. So then, if it's not established, then it becomes possible, even though. Here, the Gimelugim didn't come into the mikveh through Nefilah, but by a simple commingling. So the answer is this. There are two halachas, you see. Now, let's say, according to the Rav Netam Shittin, in Zivra Yosho, that at the very outset, so Gimelugim Shuvim passes the mikveh midrais, bitril. It passes midrais. So does that mean now here Rav Levadia Bat Nora says, and I don't think that there is anyone who will be chilek on it. So that if that achiyetzen imenu miluy veit hamayim shoyu v'itchilo kishenofu v'yimulu gimayim shuk. So it follows. Suppose the Rav Bat Nora says that in the case where there was Chopso Mayim Shemim Shuvim, and then Gimelugim fell into it, so then, and then more Mechomim dropped in, so in order to be Machshiret, we only have to draw out 20 so plus, indiscriminately, even though the 20 so plus that is drawn out does not necessarily have to be Dafke, the 20 so that was there at the time of the Gimelugim fell in, maybe the 20 so that is drawn out will consist of water that rained, but it doesn't make any difference. So mainly it follows from this Rabin Vadim Bat Noe. Suppose there was Gimelugim at the very outset, and then it started to rain, and it rained in 40 so, 60 so, 100 so. So in order to be machshiret, How much water do we have to draw out? Because the cloud that Rabbeinu Vadim Batunore mentions here is we have to draw out that quantity of water. That quantity of water that was there at the time the Gimelugim fell in. But we don't have to draw out the water that came in after the Gimelugim fell in. We don't have to draw out the other 20 that rained in after the Gimelugim fell in. So in the case where at the very outset we dumped Gimelugim and then it started to rain, so in order to be machzer it, how much do we have to draw out? Just Gimelugim. But how can we say just Gimelugim according to Rabbi Tam's? All this is based upon certain rabbonos. In other words, how is the drawing out of Miluim Veit machzer mikveh? Because since it's only the rabbonon, so mainly by drawing out Miluim, that was not kolos chachamim. But according to Rabbi Tam, when you have Gimelugim bitrinos, so then it's possible with Ranise. So how can the drawing out of Gimelugim be machzeret? The answer is, even if we say Tichanasis Nevele Gabi Gimelugim, so this aloha of Tichanasis Nevele Gabi Gimelugim, that is certainly the rabbon. Midraise, we don't apply the concept of Tichanasis Nevele Gabi Gimelugim. Neither the concept of Tichanasis Nevele do we apply midraise, nor the concept of Echshore Seichte, let's say, according to the Rashi. So the machlokes between Rabbanon and Rabbi Yeshua is a question as to whether we apply the concept of Efshar Sichti Osa. And Tichanas Nevele, we don't apply even according to Rabbanon. But even the concept of Efshar Sichti Osa, that Rabbanon say we do apply, Rabbi Yeshua says no. So that's only in Rabbanon. That's not in Raise. So true, according to Rabbi Tam, Gimelugim B'Tchilo passes at Midraise. So what does it mean in Pasuk Midraise? As long as the mikveh has the Gimelugim Shuvim, so it's possible Midraise. But the moment we draw out part of the Gimelugim, not even if we don't draw out all the Gimelugim, so then Midraise is not possible. But Midraise is not possible. So Memele, that's why the drawing out of Miluye Veit is effective. Even vis-a-vis a mikveh, that had Gimelugim B'Tchilo, which is possible with Reise. But with Reise, while it's possible, we don't say Tichanasis Nevele. The concept of Tichanasis Nevele, that's certainly the Rabbanon Gavoche. So we say here that if the show, so we see, now we raise the question. From this Rav, it appears that Gimelugim can only pass through the feeling. In other words, not just by virtue of the fact that Gimelugim is commingled with Mayim Shenem Shuvim. That doesn't pass it. Because if Gimelugim could pass it, even without the feeling, but just by virtue of the fact that Gimelugim Shuvim is commingled with Einem Shuvim, so mainly everything becomes show. So why does the Rav say we only have to draw out Miluye Veit? And if another 20 saw of Mechomim rained in after the Gimelugim fell, so we should draw out not 20 plus, but we should draw out 40 plus. 40 so plus. The answer is that only that quantity of water, of Einem Shuvim, that was there at the time of the Nevile, so becomes fully shown. Becomes shown. So we apply the concept of Tichanasis Nevele only if there was a Nevile. Only Ligabe the water. Only Ligabe the Einem Shuvim that was there at the time of the Nevile. But the additional 20 so, Mechomim that rains in after the Gimelugim fell in, that does not become shown. But we see from Perek Beis Mishnehei that if it's lo higia, if it is higia legumah ashlishis before that, in other words, if the Gimel Lugi commingled with the Mayim Sheinam Shuvim in the Mikveh before Mem Sor filled up the Mikveh, so it becomes possible, even though here it's by virtue of the commingling. So the answer is, here, as far as the Psul Mikveh Al Gidei Gimel Lugim is concerned, that doesn't depend upon the filling. That depends upon the commingling. Let's say according to Rabbi Yehoshua. So there is no aloha of Tichanasis Nevele. And there is no aloha even of Efchor Esich Tiosel. So the whole thing of Gimel Lugin, according to Rabbi Yehoshua, consists in the fact that the mikveh, as long that the mikveh in its entirety is possible as long as it has Gimel Lugin. So that psul doesn't depend upon it, Philae. That depends upon the mere commingling of Gimel Lugin Shuvim with Mayim Sheinam Shuvim. Whether it was Al Gidin Philae or it was not Al Gidin Philae. So that's why the Mishneh Hei in Pirkei Avot says, so Vim Lav Posel. Even though here there was no Nefilah, here there was just a commingling, no Nefilah, but it becomes Posel. The Mikvah in its entirety becomes Posel. But in this case, we wouldn't apply the aloha of Tichanasis Nevele. Then there is another Drabon, and that is certainly the Drabon. Then there is another Drabon, that when there is Gimulugi, so according to many Vishenim, the Rambam, the Ram, so then even the heretofore Einan Shuvim becomes Shov, Tichanasis Nevele. So as far as making the Einan Shuvim into Shov, that is based upon the field. That is based upon the field. And this aloche is certainly the Rabbanan. Even if we say the Shov is the Raise, so it only means that the mikveh in its entirety is possible. If it's Rubi Shov, or if it has Gimulugim at the very outset, so it's possible with Raise. But if with Raise, the heretofore any Shov remains any Shov. Midraise it is like other Isuri. So we certainly don't say Chtichadas is Nevele midraise. By Bosom Cholop, so we say Chtichadas is Nevele midraise. But by other Isuri, even according to the Ram, that we do say Chtichadas is Nevele, and that the Heter is Nepach Lisa, that's only Midrabonon. So here too, by Mikveh, so the heretofore any Shov becomes Shov Midrabonon. And this Drabonon is based upon it. So that's why the Rav says that we only have to draw out, the quantity of water that was there at the time of the Nefilah of the Gimel Lugin. But we don't have to draw out the additional water that rained in after the Gimel Lugin fell in. Now, and that we see even in a case where all the Memsoi show, the rise from the third Mishnah. Now, the third Mishnah says, Beyashu Moli Mayim Shu, V'yamu Nechneses Lei, V'yeitze V'menu Leil Omu B'Pisurei, Achi Yishasiv Shaloi Nishtaya Min Arushenim Shloi Shaloi. So let's say, according to the second Nusra of the Raimet, that in this case, we cannot be machshel in Mikveh by simply drawing out Miluye Veit, but here we have to draw out so much water, either on a pro rata basis, or on a 50-50 basis. So let's say, yeah, according to the Loshin, that it's on a pro rata basis. So if the Bayer had Memso Shuv, all the Memso was Shuv, and then it has an Amo of Mayim Einam Shuvim, and so the Bayer had Memso, and then Shuvim, and then the Amo has, let's say, and then the Amo was running through it. 120 saw of Einam Shuvim was running through it, and then it washed out, it flushed out side the bay, 80 saw. So according to the Cheshbon, according to the Loshon of the pro rata, and that is on a pro rata basis, so since there was 40 saw of Shuvim in the bay, and then an Amo of 120 saw from the Amo went through it, and it washed outside 80 so. So, according to Cheshbu, we have 40 so and 120 so. So it's 160 so. 160 so. So that means that the Shuvim in the Be'er is one fourth of the 160. So then we say that one fourth of the 80 that is washed out is attributed to the Me'abeh. And three fourths, 60 so out of the 80 that is washed out, so that is attributed to them. So once if 80 so is washed out, so then we say that the bayer remained, in the bayer remained just 20 so show, not 40 so show. So until we'll do it many times, until any probate basis, it will turn out that less than Gimel Lugin remained, then it will be kosher. It will be kosher. I mean, it will be some laborious process. It will be much easier to empty out the whole mikveh and manipulate that it should be filled up with new water rather than to resort to all these hashbeins. But that's the way to be machshir. Or, according to the second lotion, in the Raivet second Nusre, so it's only 50 bases. Now, here we are dealing with the mikveh that is fully shov, not miruti shov, because all the memsor were shov. Now, if we are to assume that in case where it's fully shov, so then even the additional mechomim that comes into the mikveh and commingles with this, so also becomes shov. So the question is, how can we apply this cheshbon of a pro rata basis or a 50-50 basis? Now, if we are going to say that in this case where the mikveh was fully shov, so then not only the mayim that were there when the gimel lugim fell in become shov, but all the water that becomes commingled become shov. So you should never be able to be machshir mikveh by flushing the mayim of the amo through it, because in order to flush the mayim of the amo through the beir, so then for a few moments all the water of the amo becomes commingled with the water of the beir. So if let's say you flush through the beir, you flush 120 so of the mayim of the amo, so while it runs through the 120 so, runs through the water of the bayah, so it becomes commingled with the water of the bayah. So all the 120 so should become shov. All the 120 so should become shov. So you will never be able to be machshir the mikveh by letting the water of the amo flush through the water of the bayah. So we see from that what can become shov on the basis of tichan ases nevele, only that water that the heretofore any shov that is in the mikveh at the time of the nefilah of the gemalukim. But when the water of the amo runs through the bayah, so then there is no nefilah of gimulugi. The nefilah of the mem so shov took place before. So in other words, we see that in respect to paslening the mikveh in its entirety, so that is not based upon nefilah of gimulugi. That is based upon the fact that gimulugi is miurev with mechomim. So it passes the mikveh in its entirety. But in order to apply the din of tichan ases nevele, that the heretofore any shov should become shov of heter nepach liser, of any shov becoming converted into shov, that depends upon the nefilah. So nevele, so if you had in the bayah 40 so shovim, so that is shov. And then when the water from the amo runs through it, and for a moment it becomes commingled, so the water of the amo does not become shov. So what remains shov? Only the 40 so that were originally in the bay. that becomes Shor. So we see that this din is applies to every case. In other words, when the Raibet distinguishes between Kulin Shor and Miuti Shor, it's in regard to the method of kashering in Mikveh Shor.